Amen. It's good to be here.
今天我很高兴到这里来。
My part in this retreat is to share on the new man and the family.
我的部分呢，在这次夏令会中呢，主要是分享新人和这个新的新生命。
By the Lord's grace, my family is actually here with me this time as well.
因为主的恩典，我的家人这次和我一起到这里了。
My wife and my kids.
我的太太和我的孩子。
So I must say that I'm still learning as well.
我想要说，我在这里也一起在学习。
But I just wanted to spend these few mornings to share what the Lord has placed on my heart.
这几个早晨呢，我只是想和大家一起分享主在我身上呢是怎样安排。
And what is it that God has in His plan for the family?
是主在我们的家庭中有什么样的计划？
And how actually the family is very central to the purpose of God.
在主的教导中，这个家庭是在主的计划中是怎样一个有中心的位置？
So I think what is important is for us to, from the Bible, to look at what was God's purpose from the beginning.
我们在这里最重要的是，就是从圣经上看，在起初的时候，神是有怎样的计划。
As our brother mentioned yesterday, that we are a unique creation of God.
就像我们弟兄昨天所分享的，我们在神的计划中是有一个非常特殊的地位。
In God's wisdom and in His sovereignty, He chose this planet Earth for Him to carry out His purpose.
因为神的主权和神的计划，他特意选了这个，在这个星球上，有了我们这样一个特殊的人来实现他的计划。
So the question is, why did He create man?
这个问题就是为什么神要造了人？
Why did He create us?
为什么神要造我们？
What is His purpose?
他的目的在哪里？
And in our specific context, what is the family's role in that purpose?
在我们这个特殊的这个计划中，我们这个家庭就在神的计划中又有什么一个特殊的作用？
So I think it's very important for us to go back to the Bible and see from the Word of God what is it that God is doing.
所以呢，有一件事情特别重要，我们就要回到圣经中看一下神在有一个这样一个事情中什么是特别重要的。
So we know that God is a God of glory.
我们知道神是荣耀的神。
And He desires to manifest His glory.
他很愿意彰显他的荣耀。
To manifest His wisdom.
能够彰显他的智慧。
To demonstrate who He really is.
然后他神呢愿意显示告诉我们他是怎样的一个神。
So in God's sovereignty, He decided to create things.
所以在神的主权中，他决定他要创造一个东西。
In order that He could manifest His glory.
主要呢是为了他的创造这个东西的目的就是为了彰显他的荣耀。
So of course, let us go to the beginning of the Bible.
我们翻到圣经。
And let us read about the creation which we're all very familiar with.
我们一起来读一篇经文，大家都很熟悉的。
So it said, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
就是在
verse one, chapter one, Genesis 1 verse 1.
是在创世纪第一章第一节。起初。起初神创造天地。
And then verse 2.
第二节,
the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
第二节, 地是空虚混沌, 渊面黑暗, 神的灵运行在水面上。
So, we are all very familiar with Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
所以我们大家都很熟悉创世纪的第一章第一节，起初神创造了天地。
And then in verse 2 it says, the earth was formless and void.
第二节他说地是混沌空虚的，是
是而且是没有形状。
And darkness was over the surface of the deep.
在这个地表面上是一片的黑暗。
I don't know if you ever wondered about this verse, verse 2.
我不知道大家是不是以前想过这个第二节的所描写的情况。
Did it ever cross your mind that why would God create something that was formless and void?
是不是你们曾经想到为什么神会创造一个东西是一片黑暗而且是没有形状。
Actually, this word formless in the original Hebrew, the word means a waste place.
在这个原先的希伯来文中这个没有形状的意思就是是个坏的是个作废墟的东西。
Yeah. So, why would God do something like that?
为什么神会做一些这样的事情呢?
So, actually, if you read this word, the earth was formless and void, that word was.
如果你读一下这一节里面这些第四这个四这个字的话
Actually, in the original, you can either say it was,or actually became.
在原文中它的原意就是就是过去式以前式或者是曾经式。
No.
已经变成了变成了。
Yes.
变成了。
Became formless.
它就是说它变成了没有形状。
So both forms are used.
在两个形式时态中都
They're both used.
他们都用了一个。
But you need the context to help you figure out if it was or became.
所以呢，你需要这个上下文来理解，是这个是是呢，还是变成
？So this is where we get help from another portion of the word, and that's in Isaiah 45.
我们也另外一个地方呢，就是以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah 45 verse 18.
四十五章十八节。
It said, "For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens." Now,
yeah. 他就是那个创造天地的耶和华如此说。
So, here the word "created the heavens."In the original, it's the word bara.
在这个里面说创造这个字，就是以前的原文中它叫 bara.
So here Isaiah is repeating what was mentioned in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
这里呢，以赛亚呢就在重复这个创世纪一章一节里面的经文。
How in the beginning God created the heavens.
在起初神创造天地。
So that word create means to create something out of nothing.
这个字就是创造，就是原来没有的，它现在从无做成了有。
But if you read on,
如果你继续读的话
He is the God who formed the earth and made it, He established it, and did not create it a waste place.
所以他后面就讲到，神他创造建立大地，并非使地荒凉，而是是要给人居住。
And performed it to be inhabited.
就是使它有一个形状，然后这个形状呢是要是给人居住的。
So here it says, and did not create it a waste place.
这里说神并不是创造一个荒凉的地方。
So again, that word create is that word bara again.
这里所用的字，这叫创造这个字，就是
same
一样的 bara 这个字。
Same as Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
这里的用的这个 bara 这个字和创世纪一章一节用的这个创造这个字都是一样的。
So to create something out of nothing.
这里就是创造就是从无创造成有。
So here in the book of Isaiah it tells us that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
这里以赛亚书告诉我们起初神创造了天地。
And when God created the heavens and the earth, he did not create earth as a waste place.
他创造天地的时候并不是创造一个荒凉的废墟给在地上。
This word waste place is the same word as that word in verse 2, formless, waste place.
这里所说的这个wasteless 就是这个字和这个是有用的地和地创世纪一章一节所 所说的啊，第二节所说的那个
废墟
是一样的，
一样的词。And then, it says, then formed it to be inhabited.
然后呢，神呢说就是，然后就把它变成一个地可以居住。
So this tells us that when God originally created the heavens and the earth, He did not create earth a waste place.
就是说，神起初创造天地的时候，他并不是创造了一个废墟。
It tells us that something happened between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
这里呢，就告诉我们，就是隐约的说，在第一节一章一节和一章二节中，有一些事情发生。
That somehow the earth became formless and void.
所以呢，那就是在有一种情况发生的，就是地呢本来是好的，但后来呢又变成了废墟。
So something happened in the history of this universe that something changed.
在这个宇宙中呢，在这个宇宙历史上，有一件事情发生，就是有一个事情改变了。
And then, that's why it became formless and void.
所以呢，那个地呢就变成了一个废墟。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢神。
In the end of verse 18 here it says this.
在十八节的后尾，他讲到这样一个事情。
But then God formed the earth to be inhabited.
然后呢，他讲了，神就改变了这个地，使它能够使人居住。
So this word formed in verse 18,
这个字，这个就是改变。这个、
the word used there is yatsar.
这个 form, 这个改变的这个字呢，就是 yatsar 这个。
What yatsar means is God fashioned the earth.
这个 yatsar 呢，就是。就是讲呢，神呢使这个调整了这个地。
It's like when you have kids play with Play-Doh.
就是像这个儿童在玩一个玩具的时候。
So Play-Doh 粘土。
粘土啊。
So they take that Play-Doh and then they form it into something.
就是儿童用这个粘土，然后改变形状，变成了一个东西。
So there's something there already.
就是以前呢是有一个东西
，But then somehow God reconstituted it so that it could be inhabited again.
所以神呢，他是改变了这个形状，然后呢使它能够被人居住。
It's very subtle.
这个是很奇妙的
，But it's very important.
但是也是很重要的。
So you see something happened between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
所以呢，我们这里看到有一件事情呢，就是发生在创世纪一章一节和一章二节中间。
So and that's why the earth became formless and void.
所以呢，就是这个地呢就变成了一个没有形状，而且是一个废墟。
So what was it that happened?
是什么事情发生了呢
？So did you ever wonder how did that serpent in the Garden of Eden came into being?
这个事情怎么会后来就变成了一个人，就有了一个伊甸园，然后变成了亚当和夏娃这个事情
？No, the serpent, the snake, 那个蛇
啊，
是那伊甸园的蛇。
所以我们就想一想，这个伊甸园里的蛇在这中间起了一个怎样的作用
？Yeah, how did he? Where did he come from?
他是从哪里来的呢
？So we all know that he was Satan.
我们都知道他是这个是魔鬼撒旦。
So it tells us this.
就告诉我们这样一个事情。
That between verse 1 and verse 2 there was the fall of Satan.
在第一节和第二节呢，就是有这样一个事情，就是这个撒旦呢有这个堕落这件事情发生。
And we probably don't have time to read it, but in Isaiah 14 and in Ezekiel chapter 28, it all tells us about the fall of Satan.
我们大概没有时间读，在以赛亚14章和另外一个
以
西结28章呢
，It tells us about the fall of Satan.
他讲了这个撒旦是怎样堕落的。
So how he was he was the angel that was created to serve God.
那两处经节呢，就讲这个撒旦呢是本来他是一个天使，是神创造来侍奉神的。
He was an archangel that was supposed to be closest to God.
他是天使长，就是一个最大的天使，他是和神非常亲近的。
He was beautiful.
他是很美丽。
He led the angels in worship to God.
他带领着天使们向神祷告和向神赞美。
But then he became proud.
然后他变成了非常的骄傲。
And then he wanted to be equal with God.
然后呢，他就想我要和神同等。
But of course, he is a created being that wanted to surpass the Creator.
他呢是一个被创造物，但是呢他想超过他的创造者。
So because of this, there was no place left for him in heaven.
所以呢，在天上呢就没有他的地方。
So God cast Satan and with his other angels that followed him onto this, into our solar system.
所以呢，神呢就把这个撒旦和那些跟从他的天使们呢降到这个我们的这个地上来。
So that's why.The Gospel of John tells us that Satan is the ruler or the prince of this world.
所以呢，约翰福音呢就跟我们讲，撒旦是这个地上的掌权者。
So the solar system and the earth became the sphere of his rule.
所以呢，这个太阳系和这个地球呢就变成了撒旦所掌控的一个地方。
So something happened during verse 1 and verse 2.
在第一节和第二节中间呢，有一个事情发生。
That the earth became formless and void.
地上呢就变成了无形没有形状而且变成了一个废墟。
And this is probably how you can then explain all the dinosaurs.
所以呢这就是大概我们能够解释那个恐龙的事情。
The Bible doesn't go into specifics about God's creation from previous time.
神这个圣经呢没有讲这个神以前这个创造的事情是怎样的。
But if you could imagine,
如果你可以想象的话
，Today you can see these little lizards, especially in Taiwan. I think you see it a lot.
我们今天所能看见很多的蜥蜴，特别是在台湾，我们可以看见很多。
Or you see these geckos, you know the little ones, like you know the Geico commercial.
Geico, 那个我们也可以看见很多的壁虎。我们就像那个有个保险公司用这个做他们的商标，就是 Geico， 它叫这个壁虎。
They're very little, right?
它们很小。
Well, that's because their digestive system has been restrained to be a certain size so that they only eat a certain size thing, so they only grow up to be a certain size.
他们我们看到它这个很瘦 很小，因为他们的消化系统呢只能消化一点东西或者只能消化特定的东西，所以他们就变成这个细细长长的。
So in the normal condition, this is the size that it would be.
在普通的情况下呢，这个就是它最大，只能长到这点。
But you must think that something must have happened in nature.
所以你可以想象，一定有什么事情在自然界发生。
As a result of the fall of Lucifer,
是因为这个堕落天使这个降到地上，他就是那个魔鬼，他叫卢瑟弗。
And some of the restrictions that God put in place were destroyed.
有一些神所放的那些限制呢，就被这个魔鬼破坏了。
So you could imagine that maybe then their digestive system became bigger and bigger and bigger.
所以你就可以想象那个我们刚才所说的蜥蜴啊、壁虎啊，它的这个消化系统呢，就不再那么大了，它越变越大了，它可以吃很多东西。
So then you see they became abnormal.
所以它变成了非常的巨大宏伟。
And then of course they became ravenous as well.
所以很大，它们就变成了像恐龙一样。
Because sin entered into the world.
因为这个罪恶降到了世上。
So,the Bible doesn't go into specifics.
圣经呢并没有讲那么详细。
But just like what God did during Noah's time,
就像神在挪亚的时间那个时代所做的事情一样
，God may have sent a flood to destroy these things that did not please Him.
神有可能就是降下这个大的洪水，然后呢。把这些东西呢都毁灭了。
So scientists actually say that at one point the earth was full of water.
科学家说过，这在世界上有一个时段呢，地上全部地球全部是水。
And then, likely because of the high temperature, then there was a thick layer just that was covering the earth.
在以前呢，这个因为地球和现在不一样，就是在地球的外面呢，有一层很厚的水汽层，就是完全把地包围住的。
Because the temperature was so high.
因为温度很高，地上的温度很高。
So you can imagine that the light cannot penetrate onto the earth.
你们可以想象，在那个情况下，这个外面的阳光是没办法透过这个水汽层到地上。
So then you can start to understand between Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 and verse 25.
所以呢，你们就可以理解，就是在这个创世纪三从三章 从三章到十五章之间的经文了。
Isaiah 45:18 tells us, then God fashioned it so that it could be inhabited again.
以赛亚书十四章，神告诉我们，神重新改变了这个地球，使它能够适合人居住。
So then in verse 3 says that God said, let there be light, and there was light.
在创世纪说，
第一章第三节，
说，第三节说，神说要有光，就有了光。
And then God said the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
神说光是好的，就把光和暗分开了。
And then verse 6.
第六节，
let there be an expanse in the midst of the water, and let it separate the waters from, the waters from above and the waters from below.
神说注水之间要有空气，然后将水分成上和下。
So you see the establishment of the atmosphere and the ocean.
我们这里就能看见神创造了这个海洋和那个空气。
And then maybe God caused the temperature to lower so that then the earth appeared.
然后呢，神使这个温度降低，然后呢，这个地呢就出现了，地球。
And then on the third day there was vegetation.
这第三天呢，就有了植物。
So then God started to make it so that it became inhabitable.
神呢就改变了地，使它能那些植物能够生长。
And then in verse 14 it talks about the fourth day. Then.That before the light was abstract, but now was become more solidified.
14.
Yeah.
神说天、
oh, yeah.
天上要有光体，然后就可以分出昼夜和日号。
So you see the sun and the moon.
所以我们看见了地球，地球和月亮。
But anyway, you see how God started the work of recovery.
所以我们看见了神呢是怎样做一个改变的工作。
So that life,
复原的工作
yes, 恢复的工作 yeah, that's right. So then you see that, later on the fifth day, you see that the water started to fill with swarms of living creatures, and the birds were able to fly above the earth in the open expanse of heavens.
所以你们看见这个第五日呢，神说就有地上有很多的活物要出来，各从其类，有昆虫，有牲畜，有野兽，还有看见鸟类。
Right, so that, and then on the sixth day finally, then you see that the earth, verse 24, the earth brought forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after their kind.
刚才说说，第六日呢，这地上就有各种的活物出来，然后刚才看到二十四节有牲畜、昆虫、野兽，各种禽类。
Right. So you see that God spent 6 days.Prepping the earth.
我们看见呢，神花了六天的时间来创造这个地上的东西。
As if God was kind of establishing the stage.
就像神在这个准备他的舞台一样。
And then everything was getting prepared.
所有的东西都已经准备好了。
And then finally in verse 26.
在二十六节最后。
And then what did God do?
神做了什么呢？
God said, let us make man in our image.According to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
所以呢，第二十六节说，神说，我们要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So now God had created man.
所以这时候呢，神呢创造了人。
And then from here you can see what was God's purpose for creating man.
从这里我们可以看见神创造人的这个目的在哪里。
And he told them, let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth.
他告诉他们，使人能够管理海里的鱼、天空中的鸟、地上的牲畜、全地和地上所爬行的一切昆虫。
And then verse 27, God created man in His own image, in the image of God He created him, male and female He created them.
神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他自己的形象造男造女。
And then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it,
and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
八节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理这海里的鱼，空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
So God said, be fruitful and multiply.
神就是要他们生养众多
and fill the earth.
然后要遍满这个全地。
Why did they have to fill the earth?
为什么神造了人要他们遍满全地呢？
Because God said the same thing to the creatures in the sea and the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and also every living thing. He said, fill the earth.
神也是这样对他们这个海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜，所说的，他们也要遍满全地。
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what? So just as God had the animals fill the earth,
就像神使那些动物遍满全地一样。
His purpose for man was that they be fruitful and multiply and also fill the earth.
他给人的目的也是要人能够生养众多，能够遍满这个全地。
So what was God's purpose for man?
神给人是什么目的呢？
First was that they be fruitful and multiply.
第一个，他告诉人你要生养众多。
But by being fruitful and multiplying, filling the earth.
因为你生养众多，你就可以遍满这个全地。
Then he could rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
所以呢，人生养众多，遍满全地以后呢，他就可以管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So what God wanted man to do was to rule.
神叫人做的事情就是让人去管理。
To be king of the earth.
然后变成地上的王。
Just like today you in the U.S. military.
就像今天你在美国的军队中一样。
You have the Air Force.
你有空军
，You have the Navy，
你有海军
，and the Army，
你还有陆军。
So the I think the highest general I think he's called the the president is the commander in chief basically。
我们的总统就是三军总司令。
So basically he rules over all of us。
基本上呢，他就是管理所有的军队。
So God's purpose for man was that all of us would be commander in chief.
神对我们的旨意呢，就是我们能够都变成三军总司令。
So that we can rule the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and over every living thing.
我们呢就能够管理空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和所有的东西。
So I don't know if you remember our brother mentioned about that life of God.
我们的弟兄昨天讲过这个神的生命。
So the purpose of God was this.
神的生命讲这个事情的目的是这个。
That his life would be in every human being.
神的生命能够进到我们中间每一个人身上。
And as humans fill the earth.
因为人遍满全地。
The life of God will fill the earth.
神的生命因为在我们每个人身上也能够遍满全地。
The glory of God will fill the earth.
因为神的荣耀也能够遍满全地。
So whatever corner of the earth you go to,
不管你去地上的任何一个角落,
you will be able to touch the life of God.
你能够碰到神的生命。
So I mentioned earlier that God is a God of glory.
我以前刚才说过,神是荣耀的。
And his glory is that His ability to rule is his glory.
他因为为什么他能够有他有荣耀呢？因为他能够管理，所以他才有荣耀。
His glory is his him being king is his glory.
因为他能够成为一个王，所以
他就是王，这就是他的荣耀。
他就是王，这就是他的荣耀。
So because So God, let me put it this way. God's glory is that He is God.
神，因为他是神，所以他就是荣耀的。
That's right. That's right. So when.And for man's glory when he submits to the authority of God.
人怎样才能有荣耀呢？人成一要有荣耀的话，必须要完全降服在神的手下，他才能有荣耀。
But God and His wonderful plan.
但是神有他有一个非常美妙的计划。
He wanted to share His glory with man.
他愿意把他的荣耀和人能够分享。
So God's plan was this.
神的计划是这样子的。
So that man would be under His rulership.
人在神的掌管之下。
As man was under God's rulership,
因为人在神的掌管之下,
he would know how to rule over all the animals on the earth.
人呢就能够知道怎样才管理这个地上所有的动物。
You see that order?
你看见那个次序了吗?
So God's glory was that he was the head of man.
神的次序是这样,他,神是人的头。
So then man could be the head of, or the ruler over this earth. This is his glory.
人呢能够变成这个地的掌管者，就是地上生物的掌管者，这也就变成了神的荣耀在掌管这个地。
So you see that God is not just the God in heaven.
所以我们看见神不单单只是在天上的神。
But God is a God of earth as well.
神也是地上的神。
So when you see the earth,
当我们看看这个地球的时候
，you can see it as a reflection of heaven.
我们可以看到这个地就是一个。天上的一个影像。
So you see some of those very, very beautiful scenic pictures of Earth is when you see a picture of a lake.
我们看见很多照片嘛，是有关这个很美丽的地球的照片。
See,
我们看见一个湖。
And then you see a perfect reflection of what's above.
我们在湖面上看见的是什么呢？就是湖上东西的倒影。
So God's purpose was that the whole Earth would be filled with His life.
神的旨意在哪里呢？他就说整个地球都变成他的他的
生命
啊。
And then be filled with His glory.
然后整个地球都是他的荣耀，充满他的荣耀。
But how was God going to achieve that?
神是怎样实现这个目的的呢
？God was going to achieve that through man.
神用人来实现他的这个目的。
So He said, "Be fruitful and multiply."
神说你们要生养众多，
and fill the earth.
然后要充满这个地上。
But so then you see how then the family is so important.
所以我们看见这个为什么家庭那么重要呢
？Because without the family, you cannot be fruitful and multiply.
因为没有家庭的话，你就不可能生养众多。
So, we'll get into that a little bit more.
我们等一下再讲一些更多的。
So let's turn to Psalm 8.
我们看到这个诗篇第八章。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地是何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
You see, from the beginning, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
你的名是多么的大。
And verse 2, from the mouth of infants and nursing babes you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease.
第二节我们读你因敌人的缘故从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is the man that you take thought of him and the son of man that you care for him?
我观看你 指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说：人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他
？Yet you have made him a little lower than God, or lower than the angels, and you crown him with glory and majesty.
你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
You make him to rule over the work of your hands. You have put all things under his feet.All sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field.
你派他管理你手所造的，使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经过海道的，都伏在你的脚下。
The birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. And then verse 9, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
好， 我这里省略两句，因为我这上面没有最后一句。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
Okay, so especially we want to pay special attention to verse 5.
我们特别要注意一下第五节。
Yet you have made him a little lower than the angels.
你使他比天使微小一点。
So, coming back to what happened between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
我们看看刚才我们所读的创世纪的一章一节和二节。
When Lucifer sinned against God,
当那个堕落的天使长向神犯罪的时候
，and he fell,
他堕落了。他
in God's sovereignty,
在神的主权下
，just like our brother mentioned yesterday, God never decided to replace us.
就像我们弟兄昨天晚上所讲的一样，神从来没有要有一个主意能来代做什么事情来。代替我们。
And God also did not do that with Satan.
神也没有这样做同样的事情在这个撒旦身上。
It was very easy for God to have said to Satan, "Be gone," and he would be destroyed.
神很容易的就可以对撒旦说，你消失吧，然后这个撒旦就会被毁灭了。
Or you know how like you can squeeze mosquitoes, right? Be gone.
就像我们怎样来看见一个蚊子，或者用两个手指一挤，它就没有了。
So God could have done that.
神可以这样做。
But in God destroying Satan like that,
神也可以这样对撒旦是这样做。他只要这样愿意的话，他可以毁灭这个撒旦。
It's like an adult beating up a kid, right?
就像一个大人打小孩子。
It's not fair.
这不是很公平。
Satan could have said to God, "Well, you're the creator. I'm the created being. Of course, you can just destroy me."
撒旦可以和神说，你是创造者，我是被创造的，你当然可以这样做。
But by God destroying Satan,
如果神这样毁灭撒旦的话
，He would only be able to demonstrate His power.
他神只能显示他的能力。
But He would not be able to demonstrate His wisdom.
但他不能彰显神的智慧。
So what was God's wisdom?
神的智慧在哪里呢？
Here in Psalm 8 it says, "You have made Him a little lower than the angels."
神的智慧在这就讲了，就是诗篇第八章第五节讲，你叫他比天使稍微小一点，微小。
So when God created us, He made us lower than the angels.
神创造我们的时候，他使我们比天使微小一点。
But yet in God's wisdom,
但是你知道，在神的智慧中，
He wanted something lower than the angel.
他愿意创造一个人比天使微小一点。
To defeat his enemy.
然后呢，去打败这个比我们稍大一点的天使。
That was God's wisdom.
就是这就是神的智慧。
And that was God's plan.
这也是神的计划。
That by man ruling on this earth,
通过人来管理这个地
，by man being obedient to God,
通过人能够降服在神的
，by man acknowledging God as God,
通过人能够承认神就是神
，then man would inch by inch be able to win back the territory from the enemy.
然后呢，这个人呢，因为降服于神，所以一寸一寸的神人能够从魔鬼撒旦的手里把这个他毁坏的地能够一寸寸的赢回来。
So the whole earth then will be filled with the glory of God.
所以整个地球呢就会慢慢的充满了神的荣耀。
So that's why in verse 9 it says, "How majestic is your name in all the earth."
所以第九节就说，你耶和华你的名是何全在全地是何其的美。
That was God's purpose.
这个是神的计划。
So this was God's work of recovery.
这个是神怎样恢复的一个工作。
And so that one day the earth may be filled with His glory.
所以有一天呢，整个地球都会充满神的荣耀。
So that earth could be a reflection of heaven.
所以整个这个地球就会变成了一个天堂的倒影。
So that was God's plan.
这个是神的计划。
But in order to do this,
为了做这个计划，
God created man.
神创造了造了人。
And God created him in a very unique way.
神造这个人是一个非常特殊的办法。
Now we know that God had created a vegetation on the earth.
我们都知道神在地上创造了各种的植物。
And you know that's a very basic life.
这个是很基本的生命。
But even that basic life can teach us much.
这些基本的生命，这个植物能够告诉我们很多东西。
You know how the trees they need water.
我们知道树需要水。
They also need sunlight.
它们也需要太阳。
And there's much spiritual significance even behind that.
它那些东西还有一些很深的属灵的意义在后面。
How we need the light.
我们怎样的需要太阳来生存。
How the Lord said, I'm the living water.
神怎样说我是生命的活水。
Well, in any case, there was that life.
不管怎样都就是这些生命。
But then there was also animal life.
还有一些是生物的生命
more advanced form of life.
那些动物的生命是更加先进的。
So you look at the creation of God,
我们看到神的创造。
But the birds can fly,
那个鸟可以飞。
The fish can swim in the ocean,
这个鱼在海里能够游。
And then the crawling creatures,
还有那些爬行的生物。
But you saw all this life that God had created.
我们看见这些生物都是神创造的。
But yet, God then in the end created man.
在最后的时候神创造了人。
But God did something very interesting.
神做了一个很有趣的事情。
He not only made him a little lower than the angels.
他不仅只是把人创造人使比天使稍小一点。
But Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 it tells us.
这个创世纪第一章26节。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and according to our likeness.
神说我们要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人。
So the unique thing about man was God was created in the image of God.
这个很
Man was created in the image of God.
这个是很特殊，很唯一的事情。我们的这个人呢，是按照神的形象所造的。
And then in verse 27 it said,
在第二十七节他说
God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him.
神照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他自己的形象造人造人。
But how did God do it?
神是怎样做的呢？
So if we read Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7,
我们看这个创世纪的第二章
第
七
节。Our brother mentioned this last night.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上提过这个经节。
Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
你看，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔中，他就成了有灵的活人，叫做亚当。
So we know that all the animals they were also formed from the dust of the earth.
我们也知道所有的动物也是用地上的尘土造的。
And they went about their life.
他们造了之后他们就自己走自己的路了。
But you see what was so unique about this?
这个很特殊的事情唯一的事情就是
was that man was also made from the dust from the ground.
人也是从地上的尘土造的。
So our bodies are no differentFrom our bodies, also just like the animal life.
我们的身体，我们的物质的这个身体，就像那些动物一样。
It's just dust.
只是一个尘土。
But what was special about this verse?
这一节有什么特殊的地方呢？
It said, then God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
神啊，用一口气吹在这个人的鼻孔里。
So this was different than the animals.
这个呢，就是。使人和动物是完全不一样。
Because God breathed His life into man.
因为神用把他的气吹到人。
Breathed into His nostrils the breath of life.
神把生命的气息吹到人的鼻孔中。
So you see, now there was an interaction between God and man.
我们这里看见，这里人和神就有一个相互的互动了。
And what happened when God breathed the breath of life into man.
这个神将他的生命的气息吹到人的鼻孔中之后
there was an organ that was created in man.
所以人的身上就有一个特殊的器官。
And that is the spirit.
这个叫做灵。
So from that point on,
从 那时候以后
through that spirit,
通过那个灵
man had the capability to have fellowship with God.
人就和神有了一个交通的机会。
So that was unique to man.
这个是人所唯一所有的。
That there could be a life relationship with God.
人和神有一个生命的交通。
But not only that.
不仅如此。
When that spirit and the body came together.
当那个生命和这个身体在一起的时候。
It produced something.
他们创造了生成了一些东西。
Here it says, man became a living soul.
这里就说人变成了有灵的魂。
So that's why,
这个是有生命的魂。
So that's why Paul mentions in the epistles to the Thessalonians that man is spirit, soul, and body.
所以保罗就说在帖撒罗尼迦书中说人是有灵有魂的。
灵魂还有体。
身体。
So you see, the body is made from the dust from the ground.
我们知道人的身体是从地上的尘土所造。
When God breathed that breath of life into man, the spirit was formed.
神吹了一口生命的气息在人的鼻孔中之后，然后这个灵这个器官就在人身上生成了。
So then the spirit, combined with the body, produced the soul.
所以这个灵，然后呢，这个灵和我们的这个身体结合在一起，就变成了一个有生命的魂。
Became a living soul. And as our brother mentioned yesterday,
就变成了一个有生命的魂，就像我们的弟兄昨天所讲的。
That this soul has three parts.
这个魂有三个部分。
The mind.
这个心思。
The will.
这意念。
And the emotion.
和这个感觉。
So what really defines man that's different from anybody else, anything else?
这个人和其他的动物有完全不一样的地方。
Is because he has this thing called the soul.
就是这个人有一个特殊的东西，就是魂。
And the Bible says that man was created after the image of God.
圣经上说人是按照神的形象所造的。
So God is a God of wisdom.
神是非常有智慧的。
So he gave a man a little spark of it and became our mind.
他给了人一点点亮光，就变成了我们的心思。
火花。
嗯。
So it became our mind. So God is love.
神是爱。
He gave a little spark of that, so it became the man's emotion.
他给了一点火花，人就有了这个感觉。
So.
感情
And then God is a God of will. He says, I want to do this, I do not want to do that.
神是有主权的，他说他要做这个，而不要做那个。
So then he gave a spark of that, and then it became our will.
他给了我们一点火花，就变成了我们的意愿。
So that becomes what makes us special.
这个就使人特殊，非常特殊。
And then depending on the mix of these things, it forms our personality.
因为人有刚才所说的三个性质，有不同的稍微不同，就变成了我们个人的性格。
So you can observe even amongst people that you know,
你可以和观察一下周围的人。
There are generally three types of people.
大约有三类人。
Some of us are very intellectual.
有一些人是非常有智慧的。想东西想得很多的。
We reason everything in our decisions.
我们会在每一个决定上都仔细想来想去。
Some of us are more developed in our emotions.
有些人呢就在我们的感觉上比较多一些。
Maybe some of us are more outgoing.
有些人呢就是都可以了。
Maybe we get more excited.
有一些人就比较容易激动起来。
And some of us, are more stubborn.
有一些人呢就是比较顽固。
We decide that we want to do this, we'll do this.
我们就决定了我要做这个我要做那个。
Actually, people say that, a lot of the very successful people in the world are, developed in this matter of the will.
有些人说呢，在这个世界上比较成功的人呢，就是在这个感觉上发展的比较好的那些人，就是刚才所说的。
And there are people that say it's actually tied to your blood type. Blood type A is generally more reasoning.
有些人说呢，这个你的什么性格呢，和你的血型有关。如果你是 A 型血的话，你就会问题比较多。想的比较多。
Yes. And then if you have blood type B, you're more emotional.
如果你是 B 型血的话，你就比较血性。
emotional.
就是比较感情丰富。
So, and then, lastly, blood type O is if you're more, generally more stubborn.
如果你是 O 型血的话，你一般上是比较顽固的。
So they actually, say many successful people in this world are blood type O.
有一些研究发现呢，这个世界上很多成功的人呢，都是 O 型血的人。
Because they're always very determined in what they want to do.
因为他们只是朝着一个方向，就是不转弯的。
So that I think Napoleon was blood type O.
就是拿破仑就是 O 型血的人。
And there are many other examples.
还有很多。
But anyway, and then people also describe that the Apostle John was probably blood type A, was more reasoning.
我们也知道很多人就说这个约翰福音的作者这个大
John and then
约翰就是一个 A 型血的人，因为他想的很多。
Yeah, very reasonable. And then Peter was blood type B. He's very emotional. Says whatever he thinks.
彼得是 O 型血的，他因为他感情丰富，他。
And Paul actually blood type O, very determined.
这个保罗呢是 O 型血的，他非常下决定之后，他就朝一条方向走。
So that's why when the Lord said the gospel needs to be preached to the ends of the earth.
所以神说呢，这个福音呢要传到地极。
So Paul was determined. Many times he said, "I'm going to Rome. I'm going to Rome. I'm going to Rome."
保罗我们知道，他就在很多场合中他说，我是下定决心我要去罗马。
He knew the heart of God.
他知道神的心意。
Even if he had to go in chains, he wanted to go to Rome.
即使他要拴着铁链子去罗马，他也要去罗马。
And he was determined that the gospel be preached.
他已经下定决心，这个福音就要传到那个地方。
So actually, Paul traveled probably almost half of the length of the equator when he did went through his missionary journeys.
所以差不多呢，这个保罗呢，在这个传福音的路上呢，差不多走了半个地球那么远。
Because he was determined for the will of God to be done.
他已经下定决心要让神的旨意实现。
Anyway, but thank the Lord for the wonderful diversity in his body.
我们也要感谢主，他感谢神，他创造了不同的人的性格。
But God said, "We let us create man in our own image."
神说了，让我们创造人来够按照我们的形象来造。
So this one man was spirit, soul, and body.
我们知道人是灵魂体三体。
So that's why in Genesis chapter 2 verse 9, why don't we read there?
在我们创世纪的第二章第九节。
And then said, Out of the ground the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
第九节，耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物，园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶树。
So you see here three types of trees.
我们看见有三种树
，because of the three aspects of man，
因为人身上有三种性格吗
？Three aspects of man
是三个部分。
So the first was the spirit，
第一个是灵。
So the tree of life was to serve as the food for our spirit。
这个我们从中看见，这个生命树就是我们灵的食物。
So then our soul。The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was the fruit for our soul.
那个分别善恶树是魂的食物。
And then finally, all the other trees were fruit for our body.
其他的所有的树呢，都是我们体的食物。
So all of these needed to grow.
所以这些树。所有这三个部分都要成长。
So you took of the tree of life so that your spirit could grow.
你吃了这个生命树的果子，你的灵就会成长。
You took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, your soul would grow.
你吃了那个善恶树的果子，你的魂就会成长。
And you took of all the other trees and your body could grow.
你吃了其他树的果子，你的身体就会成长。
So this was God's provision.
这个是神的计划。
So as our brother mentioned yesterday,
我们的弟兄昨天说了
，God did not explicitly say you should eat of the tree of life.
神也没有特殊的说你要吃那个生命树的果子。
But that was the desire of God.
但是那个是神的意念。
Was that our spiritual life would grow?
因为神愿望我们的灵能够成长。
That we would partake of that life, which is in New Testament terms the life of Christ.
我们能够在那个部分能够和神有分享，就是我们新约中所说的
基督的生命，
基督的
生命。So that we would partake of that life, so that our spirit would grow.
我们能够在那部分也能够分享神的灵，神的意愿。
And we know what kind of life that was.
我们知道那个是怎样的生命。
Was even though Christ was equal with God, he does not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped.
即使耶稣基督是和神同等的，他也没有认为他就是一个
他不把这个与神同等为强夺的。
Okay, anyway,
you know that Christ lived a dependent life on his Father.
我们知道耶稣是跟着神是随着
依靠的神，
依靠着神能够过一个生活的。
Yeah, so it was a dependent life.
它是一个依靠的生活。
So God desired that we partake of that fruit of the tree of life.
神的意愿就是让我们能够吃那个生命的树的果子。
So that we could depend on Him.
我们能够依靠着他。
So that as man was at the foot of God, was in obedience to God.
因为人顺服了神，就是在神的脚下。
Then he would know how to rule the earth.
然后人呢就能够知道怎样管理这个地。
That was God's desire.
这个是神的意愿。
So then man's spirit would be yielding to the spirit of God.
只有这样的话呢，人的灵呢才和神的灵有关联。
Then man's soul would be under the authority of his spirit.
然后呢，人的魂呢就在这个人的灵的管理之下。
And then the body would be yielding to the soul of man.
然后呢，这个人的体呢才能够在这个人的魂的之下。
Then to perform the will of God upon this earth.
然后这个人呢，才能在地上行神的旨意。
That was God's desire.
这个是神的意愿。
That was God's plan.
这个是神的计划。
But what happened with man?
但是人怎么样了呢？人吃。
Man decided to take of this other fruit.
人决定呢，去吃其他的果子。
This fruit that would develop his soul.
那个果子呢，就是能够使他的魂能够成长。
Now, our brother mentioned that.The spirit is so that we could have fellowship with God.
我们的弟兄昨天说了，因为这个灵使我们和神有关。
So that we may be God conscious.
我们就有灵的发展的话呢，我们就能够懂得神。
So, the soul is so that we could be self-conscious.
如果只是魂的发展的话呢，我们就只是知道自己。
We know we exist.
我们知道我们存在了。
I think, therefore I am.
因为我想，所以我就存在了。
I love, therefore I am.
因为我爱了，所以
I decide, therefore I am.
我愿意按照自己的想法去做。
So we're self-conscious.
我们就知道自己。
And then, our body is so that we can be conscious of the world around us.
因为有这个身体，我们也能够察觉周围的世界。
Actually, you know, 80% of what we, take from this world comes through our eyesight.
我们知道我们怎样感知这个世界呢？80%是通过我们的眼睛。
So through our eyes, our body, we can perceive what's happening in the world.
因为我们的眼睛存在，所以我们能够知道这个世界上有什么东西。
So when we partake of the fruit of the tree, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
如果我们去吃这个善恶树的果子的话
，then we develop our soul.
我们就使我们的魂能够大大的成长。
Man became very conscious of himself.
这个人呢，就变成了很注重自己的感觉。
So I don't know if you remember, after Adam and Eve sinned, they realized they were naked.
我们不知道大家记得没有？如果记得，就是亚当和夏娃吃了那个果子之后，他们就知道自己是赤身裸体的。
So they became very self-conscious.
他们变成了自己就很知道自己。
Well, in any case.
不管在任何情况下
So this was God's plan. So we were
We're made of spirit, soul, and body.
神的计划在这儿，就是说我们是灵魂体三个部分。
And then these trees would allow our lives to grow.
这些树呢，使我们的生命能够成长。
We'll get more into this tomorrow.
我们明天讲更多一些。
About the fall of man.But we want to focus today on the unfallen condition of man.
我们明天就讲多一些人是怎样堕落的。今天我们讲一些人还没有堕落的事情。
So we know that man was created in God's image.
我们知道人是按照神的形象所造的。
But we then, so verse 27 it says, God created man in his own image.
我们看见27节说神按照自己的形象造了人。
But this was kind of just a general term at first.
这个只是一个就是很广义的讲。
But when it came to the actual execution,
如果真正的到了神是怎样实现这个事情的话。
In verse 27 it says,
27节说
In the image of God he created him.
27节说神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象。
And then what? Male and female he created them.
然后呢，他是说又造了男，又造了女。
So what does this mean?
这个是什么意思呢
？What is man?
人是什么呢
？Man is made up of a female and a male and a female.
人是有两种人组成，一个是男人，一个女人。
So what does that mean?
那个什么意思呢
？Man is half a man, and the male is half a man, and the female's half the other man.
Yeah. 这个男人呢是半个人，女人呢是也是另半个人。
So whenever we read Genesis 2:24,
我们读二章二十四节的话
，We all say a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母与妻子结合二人成为一体
So we often wonder well 1+1 how does that equal 1
我们不停的就怀疑一加一怎么会等于一呢
1+1 always equals 2
一加一总是等于二吗
So how can you get to 1
那怎样变成一呢
It has to be half plus half equals 1
一定是一半二分之一加二分之一
So what happens when we get married?
我们结婚以后变成了什么样呢
？We need to be cut down to half.
我们就把自己变成一半了。
Before we get married,
我们在结婚以前呢
？We always had one vote.
我们就是说，我们能够有一张票。
But after we get married,
我们结婚以后呢
？We only have half a vote left.
我们只能有半张选票了。
So you see, the work of the cross begins after we get married.
这个我们看见这个计划就是在我们。结婚以前呢？
结婚之后。
结婚之后。
十字架就开始工作。
啊，十字架就是。
So, what does it do? Because we're too big.
这个十字架做了什么呢？因为我们太大了。
So it has to cut us in half.
十字架把我们切成了一半。
That's the secret of a happy marriage.
这个是我们的快乐婚姻的这个秘密。
So you see, in God's wonderful plan.
我们看见在神的美妙的计划中。
He created man in His own image.
神按照他的形象造了人。
But,Male is half a man, and female is half the other man.
男人呢只是半个人，女人呢是另半个人。
So you see, from the very beginning, the creation of God.
我们看见在原始神创造人的时候
，the family was at the center of God's will.
这个家庭就是神计划的中心。
So when God created man,
所以当神创造人的时候
，He had the family in mind already.
神已经把这个家庭这个事情
He had the male in mind and the female in mind.
他的思想中又有男人又有女人。
Because without the male and the female, there was no way for man to be fruitful and multiply.
我们知道如果只是男人没有女人的话这个不可能有生养众多。
So you see, in God's plan,
我们看见在神的计划中
the family starts with the male and the female.
这个计划就是这样的这个家庭是从男人和女家女人开始
But that's not the end.
但是这个不是
The purpose of God is that they will be fruitful and multiply.
这个神的计划呢，就是说他们呢能够一起生养众多。
So God's plan is not that just man and woman become husband and wife.
神的计划不单单是个男人加女人变成了一个丈夫和妻子。
But that one day they'll become a father and a mother.
神的计划就是这样，有一天他们也会变成父亲和母亲。
So today, especially in our modern day society,
今天我们是在现代社会了。
Many people they.Either get married or they want to just enjoy the joys of marriage.
许多人结婚了以后，他们只是想充分享受婚姻带来的快乐。
But they don't want the responsibility of marriage.
但是他们不想承担婚姻所带来的责任。
So they say, well, we don't want to have kids.
所以他们说我们不要孩子。
It's too much of a bother.
是对我们来说太烦
了。Let's enjoy life.
让我们享受这个生活吧。
But we know that in the heart of God, that was not what the marriage is for.
我们知道在神的计划中，这个不是婚姻的目的。
It's so that man could be fruitful and multiply.
神的计划就是人需要有生养众多。
So you see, in God's grand plan,
我们看见在神的伟大的计划中
What was it that God was doing?
神是做什么的呢
We already said that he wanted his glory to fill the earth.
他想使他的荣耀遍满全地
And for that to happen, he needed families.
为了那个事情的目的的成就他需要一个家庭
So he needed the male and the female.
他需要这个男人和女人
They needed to be fruitful and multiply.
他们男人和女人需要在一起然后生养众多
So you see the picture here?
我们看见这幅图画了吗
That not just man was obedient to God,
不仅仅男人是降服在神的手下
but also as a family, that family would be under the headship of God.
不仅人是在神的掌管之下，这个家庭也是要在降服在神的掌管之下。
So that as each family was filled with the life of God and the glory of God,
就是因为每个家庭充满了神的荣耀
And as God gained all the families on the earth
如果神有一天得到了世上所有的家庭的话
Then you will see the glory of God fill the earth
我们就可以看见神的荣耀充满了全地
So you see the importance of the family even today
我们看见从这可以看见即使是今天家庭是非常重要的
Each individual of these family units
我们每个人在这些不同的家庭单元中
ought to reflect the headship of God
都要反映神的计划
the headship of Christ
我们也是要反映这个耶稣的计划
so even think about in the bigger family of God today
我们再看一看即使是在大的家庭中
it's the same way
是也是这样如此
if each of our individual families areIn under submission to the authority of God.
如果我们家庭的每个成员都能够降服于神
If from Monday through Saturday, that's a bad example. We should be believers every day. But if from Monday through Saturday, as a family, we are reflecting the life of Christ.
如果从周一到周日，我们家庭每周六家庭的每个成员。都能够反映神的计划的话
If from Monday to Saturday you can experience heaven on earth in our families
这样的话从周一到周六我们就能体验这个天上的生活在这个家庭中
If the life of God is filling the family during the week
如果神的生命在这一周中间能够充满这个家庭的话
When we gather together at the Lord's table when all families are together
我们在主日崇拜的时候能够在主的桌子前面我们所有的家庭在一起的时候
Wouldn't you think that would be a greater manifestation of the life of God?
你能够想象这是多大的一个神的荣耀的彰显
So you see that the family is a very important unit in the purpose of God
我们可以看见家庭是一个神的计划中非常重要的
From the beginning
从起初的时候
This is what's God's will
这个是神的意愿
So however it is in our homes during the week
不管怎样在一周的平常的日子在我们家里
It should be a reflection of what we see when we all get together
应该是和主日我们在一起敬拜的时候是一模一样的。
So if our family lives are healthy,
如果我们家庭的生活是很 健康的话
our church life should be healthy as well.
我们教会的生活也是会很健康。
If our family lives are not healthy,
如果我们家庭的生活并不健康
how can we expect the bigger family of God to be healthy?
我们怎样能够会在我们所有的家庭聚集在一起的时候也同样健康呢
So you see that God's call is not just for us individually.
所以我们看见神的呼召不单单是我们每一个人的。
But his call is also for each family to be under his submission to him.
他也是让我们每一个家庭都能够对神委身的。
Okay, so what did so then what did how did then it further manifest itself in Genesis?
这个我们看看他的。创世纪中又讲了些什么呢
Genesis 2:18
我们第二章十八节
Then the Lord God said It is not good for the man to be alone I will make him a helper suitable for him
耶和华神说这人独居不好我要造一个配偶帮助他
Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky and brought them to the man to see what he would call them and whatever the man called the living creature that was its name
耶和华神用土所造成的野地的各样走兽和空中的各种飞鸟都带到那个人面前看他叫什么那人怎样叫各样的活物那就是他的名字
The man gave names to all the cattle and to the birds of the sky and to every beast of the field but for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him
那个人便给一切的牲畜和空中的飞鸟 野地的走兽都起了名只是那人还没有遇见配偶帮助他。
So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place.
耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一根肋骨，又把肉缝合起来。
The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造了一个女人造成一个女人领她到那人面前
The man said This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man
那人说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉可以称她为女人因为她是从男人身上取出来的
For this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife and they shall become one flesh
因此人要离开父母与妻子结合二人成为一体、
if you notice in verse 18 it was God who said it is not good for the man to be alone
我们大家注意过没有在十八节是耶和华说的这人独居不好
I will make him a helper suitable for him
我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他
So it was God who said it's not good for man to be alone.
我们这里看见是神说的，一个人不好，男人独居不好。
So it was God who determined man needed a helper.
是神做了一个决定，男人需要一个帮助者。
So we have to be clear, it was God who instituted marriage.
我们这里就应该知道，是神决定了人需要一个婚姻。
And what did God say?
神说了什么
I will make him a helper suitable for him
我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他
So God is the one that's going to design somebody for Adam
所以神在那里是要造一个人给来帮助亚当
And you can be sure of this as well
我们从这里也可以知道
That it is God who says it is not good for each one of us to be alone
这里也是神说的对我们每个人来说，独居是不好的。
So you can replace your own name, right? It is not good for Daniel to be alone. It is not good for John to be alone. It is not good for put your name in there.
我们这里呢，也可以这句话呢，我可以把你自己的名字放进去。
And、
你可以说一个人独居不好，张先生独居不好，李先生独居不好，我们可以把自己的名字放进去。
And then God says, I will make him a helper suitable for him.
所以神说，我要造一个人配偶来帮助他。
And you can also put our name there. I will make Daniel a helper suitable for him.
我们也可以把我自己的名字放进去。我要 给 Daniel 造一个配偶来帮助他。
So you know that it is God who is the one that will create someone specially designed for each one of us.
所以我们知道是神特别的来造了一个配偶来帮助我们。
But with that said,
那个是什么意思呢？
Even though God would be able to create someone for Adam,
即使神能够创造一个配偶来帮助亚当，
God still gave man the choice.
神也是给人一个选择。
God always gives us the choice.
神总是给我们有一个选择。
So what did God do?
神做了什么呢？
Said, out of the ground, God formed all these other living beings.
在地上，神创造了其他的生物，所有其他的生物。
And then they brought, and he brought them before Adam.
他把那些生物带到亚当的面前来。
So as if, so you know that, we already mentioned that, male and female,will form one man, right?
我们已经知道这个男人和女人就变成了一个人吗？
So we know that there are two semicircles.
我们知道有左半球右半球。
Now for two semicircles to become a circle,
我们看见左半球和右半球变成一个完整的球的话，
let me put it this way. Not every semicircle put together with another semicircle equals a circle.
不是每个半球随便拿一个左边的半球和右边的半球变成一个球的。
For those of you that are good in physics or math,、the radius has to be equal, right?、
大家如果学过物理和数学的话，大家都知道，要使左半球和右半球变成一个球，那个半径一定要是相同的。
So as if Adam now had a ruler.
如果我们知道这个亚当有一个尺的话
，And now he was measuring.All these other animals.
他亚当拿了这杆尺去量所有的其他的动物。
So he had to find the right one for him.
他要发现，他要找到一个对他合适的一个动物。
So you know all these animals were brought before Adam.
所有的这些动物一个一个带到亚当面前来。
So Adam saw the hippopotamus.
亚当看见这个犀牛啊，河马。
He saw this big hippopotamus, and he was measuring with his ruler.
他用这个看见大大的河马，他用他的尺来一量。
Of course, it was too big.
太大了。
So then, but he gave him a name.
他给了他一个名字。
And then the giraffe came.
然后看见那个长颈鹿来了。
I'm sure Adam gave him a name, giraffe. Probably in not in English, but you know what I mean, right?
这个亚当呢，就给他起了个名字，当然不是英文了，但是你知道。
And then the orangutan came.
Orangutan,
就是or gorilla, 猩猩。
猩猩。
So he came.
就看见一个猩猩来了。
And then Adam said, "Wow, 10 fingers almost."
差不多了，剩十指要都有了。
10 toes.
十个脚趾，十个手指。
And all pretty upright.
特别好，他是站着走的。
This is pretty close.
非常近了。
But he probably still shook his head.
他然后他摇摇头。
Not quite, right?
不是完全一样。
So then Adam said. So then what the Bible say?
然后圣经说什么了呢？
In verse 20.
二十节。
The man gave name to all the cattle and to the birds of the sky and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him.
那人便给一切的牲畜和空中的飞鸟、野兽、走兽都起了名，只是那个人还没有碰见配偶。
So, what does this tell us?
这个告诉我们什么呢？
So, I already said, God said it is not good for a man to be alone.
神说了，一个男人一个人独居是不好的。
He will make a helper that's custom designed for us.
他神会造一个特殊的人。
But the Lord will not force that person upon us.
但是神呢不会就是特别的指定这个人就是给你做的。
So he will give us, he gives us a free will.
他给了我们一个自由意志。
So he will bring them before us.
他把这些生物呢带到你的面前来。
So that's why we need to have our eyes wide open.
那个呢，就是为什么我们要把我们的眼睛大大的睁开。
So before we get married, our eyes need to be wide open.
我们在没有结婚之前呢，我们要眼睛呢大大的睁开。
But after we get married, we need to close our eyes.
我们结婚以后呢，就要把眼睛闭上了。
We shouldn't do the opposite.
我们不可以这样反过来做。
But often people do the opposite.
所以呢，很多人呢就这样反过来做了。
Before they get married, their eyes are closed.
在结婚之前呢，他们是闭着眼睛找的。
They jumped into it.
他们只是跳进去了。
And then after they get married,
他们结婚以后呢
，They open their eyes.
他们的眼睛睁大了。
And they see this is a problem with her, that's a problem with her, and picks on this and that.
他就看见这个太太的这个毛病、那个毛病，然后这个选来选去的毛病。
So that's why before we get married, the Lord gives us wisdom.
我们知道呢，在我们结婚之前呢，神给了我们一个智慧。
We need to know how to choose.
我们要知道怎样去选。
We need to pray.
我们要祷告。
We need to ask His will.
我们要祈求神的意愿。
We need a ruler to measure.
我们要拿一杆尺来量。
Because after we get married,
因为我们结婚以后呢
，the Lord gives us the cross.
我们就神呢就把手指
把十字架给我们
啊，把十字架给我们。
Because as believers, we have no choice.
因为我们是信神的人，我们没有其他的选择。
If we get married, we cannot get out of it.
我们结婚了以后呢，就不能再离开这个婚姻了。
Unbelievers maybe.
那些不结婚的人呢
，they can decide to change their mind.
他们可以选择的。
But we can't change our mind.
改变他的主意，但是我们不能改变我们的主意了。
So that's why they say, marriage is like a big wall.
所以呢，就有一句话呢，就说呢，婚姻是一个大大的墙。
So those that are outside are trying to squeeze in.
那些在墙外面的人呢，就要挤进来。
And then those that are inside want to squeeze out.
那些在里面的人呢，就是要挤出去。
So make sure that you pick the right person.
所以呢，你们一定要仔细找到一个你们合适的人。
And people also say this.
人也是这样说。
First, there's the engagement ring.
第一个呢是订婚戒指。
And then there's the wedding ring.
然后是结婚戒指。
And then finally suffering.
然后就是一个就是忍受啊，就是因为受罪。因为受罪的这个字呢，也有一个戒指的这个音在里面。
Yeah. So, but anyway, it doesn't have to be that way, though.
但是你们知道，不一定要这样子的。
If you open your eyes wide open, have your eyes wide open.
如果你把你的眼睛大大的睁开的话
，then you will be and you have your ruler in hand.
然后你拿着你的尺。
With God's wisdom, you should be able to find the right person.
因为神的有给你有智慧呢，你就能找到一个合适的人了。
So, actually, one time, Brother Nee was helping this other brother and counseling him on his marriage situation.
我们知道有一次呢，这个倪弟兄呢在帮助其他一对夫妇来帮助他们有关咨询，给他们一个婚姻上的咨询。
And this brother was saying, "Oh, I'm suffering so much now."
那个弟兄说，哎呀，我现在真是受罪啊。
And then, Brother Nee said, why did you marry her in the first place?
那个尼弟兄就说，为什么你刚开始和她结婚呢？
He said, because I saw that she had these beautiful, mesmerizing eyes.
那个男人说呢，哎，这个因为我当初看见她有一个大大的杏仁眼。
And then,
是不是？是神奇。
Well, anyway, big beautiful eyes.
她有一个大大的美丽的眼睛。
So, but then after he got married,
因为她结婚以后呢,
he forgot what color the eyes were and just remembered how much suffering he brought her.
她忘记她的眼睛是多么美丽的，她只是记得她的受的罪了。
And the other thing is this.
另外一个事情呢,
it's a two-way street.
这个是双向的街道。
So we have a ruler, but other people also have a ruler.
你有一杆尺，但是你的那一半呢，也有一杆尺。
So we are always looking for the other person to be perfect.
我们总是要找到一个完全完美的另一半。
They have to be beautiful.
一定要是美丽的。
They have to love the Lord.
他一定要爱主的。
And then you may have all of this laundry list of the criteria on what's a good spouse.
所以呢，你也有一个长长的，就像洗衣服用的那个清单一样，你的在另一半呢会是怎样的
？So then, this one time, someone asked his 40-year-old brother, "So, have you found your perfect 10 sister yet?"
有一次呢，一个人问一个他那个40岁的男的弟兄说，你有没有找到什么 perfect 10是什么？
就是100分的
perfect 10，你找到没找到一个100分的妻子啊
and they said, oh yeah, and then he said, yes, I found her.
那个弟兄说，是啊，我找到了。
And then you say, so did you marry her?
你有没有和他结婚呢？
He said no.
没有。
Said why not?
为什么不呢？
Because she didn't think I was 100%.
She didn't think I was perfect. 那个女士呢，没有说我不是100%的。
So our ruler can't just measure the other person. We need to measure ourselves as well.
我们的这个尺呢，不是单单是量别人的，也是要量量自己。
So we need to be before the Lord.
我们要在神的面前。
And then there's another saying that goes like this.
另外一个说法就是。
So which means that sometimes the Lord may bring someone before us, but we may miss it completely because we think too highly of ourselves.
有时候呢，神会把你的另一半带到你的面前，那一半呢是非常适合你，是100分的。但是呢，我们往往会错过这一个美好的机遇。为什么呢？因为我们往往想我是非常好的，我比他更好。
Yes. So, someone also once said this: the opportunity is just like an old man.
所以呢，有些人就这样说，这个好的机遇呢，就像一个老的人一样。
So he has a lot of hair in the front and a big beard in the front.
这个老的男人呢，前面呢有很多头发，有个大大的胡子。
But he is bald in the back.
他的后面呢是秃的，后面什么也没有。
So when you walk past him,
他。有人呢，从前面如果遇见他，
you need to grab hold of that opportunity.
你一定要抓住那个好的机遇。
Because after you pass him, he's bald in the back, you can't grab onto him anymore.
如果你从他边上走过的话呢，他后面因为是秃的，什么也没有，你抓也抓不住。
So you miss out on that opportunity.
你就是错过了这个好的机遇。
So we need the wisdom of God.
我们需要神的智慧。
To find this other half.
去找到另外一半。
So if you allow me just to give a brief testimony.
你们愿意的话，我愿意给出一个小小的见证。
How the Lord brought my wife and I together.
怎样主是神是怎样把我的妻子带到我面前来的？
It's very interesting actually.
是非常有趣的事情。
When I was 14.
我14岁的时候。
My wife was 10.
我的太太是十岁。
Don't worry, it's not. Nothing happened back then.
那个时候
somehow, I first met her when we were that age.
我们第一次见面的时候呢，我们就是在那个年龄见面的。
And it was in Sunday school.
在主日学的时候。
I was teaching singing at Sunday school.
这个 Daniel 呢，在那个时候呢，已经在主日学教课和
唱
诗歌了。
And then she was a student in the class.
他的太太是他的学生。
Yeah, but somehow I just had an impression of her.
不管怎样，他那个 Daniel 那时候呢，就对他太太有了一个印象。
And then I told this other brother.
他告诉其他的弟兄。
I said, brother, who knows in 10 years what will happen?
你知道十年后会发生谁也不知道十年后会发生什么事情。
So interesting enough.
特别有趣的是。
I came to the U.S.
那时候我来到了美国了。
But 10 years after I first met her.
在我遇见她的十年以后的某一日。
I went back to a conference.
我回到台湾去参加一个聚会。
And then I met her again.
他又碰见了他太太。
And then we started corresponding.
我们就有了通讯，那个时候就有了信，写信。
And then we interesting enough, 6 months before we met.
非常有趣的事情，在我们见面的六个月之前。
Both for her and myself, we felt that the Lord wanted us to start praying for our other half.
在他们见面的六个月以前，他和他太太都有一个感觉，因为神叫他们祷告，能够为他们找到另一半而祷告。
So both of us started praying at about the same time.
我们大约同时在那个时间祷告了。
So this is when we met again.
然后呢，我们就见面了。
And then we were seeking before the Lord.Whether it was the Lord's will.
我们然后呢就寻求神的旨意，这是不是神的意思啊？让我们在一起。
And then, interesting enough, at the same time, the Lord gave her and myself the same word from His word.
特别有趣的时候，同时神给了他太太和 Daniel 同样的一句话。
So Isaiah 30 verse 21 it says, "You will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'"
以赛亚书这个三十章
三十章，
三十章二十一节。
二十一节，我看看啊，二十一节，你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
So I was in the U.S. at that time.
那个时候我在美国。
And I read this verse.
我读了这句话。
And I shared it on the phone with her.
我和他太太在电话上分享了这句话。
And then she told me.
她告诉我。
It's interesting.
非常有趣。
Because this exact past weekend.
在这个上一周的周末。
Lance Lambert was speaking at a conference.
兰培德弟兄在一个聚会上说了
，and this was his theme verse，
这个就是他的主题。
So somehow we got the confirmation from the Lord。
我们就觉得那个是神给我们的一个决定，是一个印证。
Yeah。And then interesting enough prior to this。
非常有趣的是，在这个之前
，so you know, I had also always heard that, growing up, that believers and unbelievers shouldn't be unequally yoked.
我在那样一个成长的环境中，我们知道，信主的和不信主的是不能在一起，
不能同父异母。
不能同父异母。
So I knew that I shouldn't look for unbelievers.
我知道我不应该去找一个不信主的。
So me and this other brother, we always look forward to going to these conferences.
我和另外一个弟兄呢，就老是去特会。
So because we thought, oh, we can find our spouse.
我们去特会呢，主要是去找另一半的，是找配偶的。
So we're pretty good. We didn't want unbelievers, but we're looking at conferences.
我们特别在那方面特别在行，我们去找一个。
So, I remember at one conference we listed all the names of all the sisters.
在去一个特会的时候，我们就把所有的姐妹的名字都找出来。
And then we gave them scores.
我们给他们评分。
Say, oh, this sister, oh, she's too tough.
这个姐妹她太
That'd
be 太严肃了。
A difficult wife.
那这个是很不是很好的。
And then we have different criteria.
我们有不同的这个评分标准。
And so at the conferences, we kind of lost our focus a little bit.
在那个特会的时候呢，我们也心思呢根本不在特会上面。
So we were just looking for a spouse.
我们只是去找配偶去的。
We already were in college.
我们已经在念大学了。
So the age was appropriate as well.
这个年龄是非常合适。
But I was just actively looking.
他在那个非常非常非常用心的去找。
And the Lord did bring, you know, all these other sisters before us.
这个主呢是带了不同的姐妹们在我们面前呢走过。
But just like Adam, there was not a found a helper suitable.
就像我们那个亚当一样，他没有找到一个合适的帮助他的朋友。
But I think this is where, in verse 21,
那个就是在二十一节这样讲的。
It says, "The Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man."
神让这个男人沉睡了。
So it wasn't until I gave up, in a way.、Right?
这个差不多我就要，这个就没有希望了，就。差不多要放弃这个早了。
That was when the Lord put in my heart that I need to start praying for this man.
然后呢，神呢就在我的心里呢起了一个意念，让我去祷告。
So for this first time, I truly entrust this matter into His hands.
这次呢，第一次我把我的信心放在神的手上。
So as if God was putting me to sleep.
就像神。对亚当所做的一样，他让我沉睡了。
Meaning that even the looking and the finding, it was up to him.
就是让我知道，即使是寻找这个配偶，也是要放在神的手上。
So when I stopped working, the Lord started to work.
当我停止我的工作的时候
，I think that's the principle with a lot of things.
这个就是。很多事情上，大家都可以这样子一个，这个是主要的一个观点。
When we truly leave it in His hands, He starts to work.
让我们把这个事情放在神的手上，神才开始工作。
So, and then the Lord brought, you know, the right person before me.
然后呢，神呢就把这个合适的人呢就带到我面前来了。
And you know, the interesting thing was this.
这个很有趣的事情。
You know, I had, you know, had. you know, some good feelings for other sisters before.
我对其他姐妹呢也有过好感。
But somehow when I met my wife,
不管怎样，我看见我现在的太太的时候
，and you know, we started to have some fellowship.
我们有一些交通了。
And she started talking about how she was teaching Sunday school.
她我的太太就讲了一些她怎样教主日学的。
How she loved the kids.
她怎样爱孩子的。
So there was something that was echoing in my heart.
这些话题呢，就在我的心中呢引起了回响。
Because always my prayer was that the Lord would bring someone that I could serve together with.
我的心思呢是这样的，神呢一定给我一个配偶呢，是让我们一起同工，
能够服侍神。That would love him,
是会爱主的。
That would be a good mother,
然后会变成一个好的妈妈。
In any way,
不管怎样。
That was my prayer,
那个是我的祷告。
But when I saw her,
当我看见她的时候
，Of course, she didn't have the same feeling for me.
她那个时候并不是像我一样有一个好
对
我有好感。
But somehow, I had this prayer of Adam in my heart.
不管怎样，是这样子的。那个时候我就有了这个和亚当一样的祷告。
Adam said, "Now this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
亚当说，啊，这就是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
So in the depths of my heart, I had this when I saw her.
我看见我太太的时候，在我的心中内部，我就有同样的话。
Of course, I didn't tell her; I would scare her away.
当然，我也没有告诉她，你就是我骨中骨肉，骨中肉，不然她会把她吓跑了。
Yeah, but you see, when God brought Eve before Adam,
但我们看见神把夏娃带到亚当面前的时候
，in that verse 23, this is now bone of my bones.Flesh of my flesh.
21节就是说，这个
这一回，
这一次，这个是我这个骨中的骨，肉中的肉啊。
So what Adam was saying is, previously all the other animals were not bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
这个亚当就是这个意思。以前那些动物都不是我的骨中骨，肉中肉。
But this time.She is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
她就是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉了。
So this is the principle.
这个就是一个最主要的主要的观点。
So it is God who said, "I will make a helper suitable for him."
是神说我要找一个合适的配偶给他。
God may bring many others before you.
神带了其他的很多人到你面前。
But He gives us wisdom to choose.
神给了我们一个智慧，让我们选择。
And then Adam was able to utter the first poem in the Bible. First poem.
okay. yeah, 这个亚当呢，就能够在那个时候呢，就在创造了人类第一首诗歌。
And then, so you know, when you have a poem, you can have a poem, then you know that person is very special.
因为你有了第一首诗歌，你就有了这首诗歌，就是说那个人是很特殊的。
So, actually, when we had our first kid,
当我们有了第一个孩子的时候
，and at the time, I played the guitar.
在那个时候，我在这个弹一个吉他。
But for some reason, a song came into my heart before she was even born.
但我。在那个孩子还没有出生的时候，有一首歌呢，就在我心中唱起来。
So of course there was a love connection between myself and my daughter, even though she wasn't born.
有一个爱在我和我的女儿之间，是在那个女儿还没有出生的时候，我就有了这样一个爱。
So I was able to write a song.
我就写了一首歌。
I never wrote a song for my son. I feel sorry for that.
我有个儿子，我也从来没给我儿子写一首歌。
So you know, because of love, there was this poem.
因为有这个爱，所以我就有了这首诗歌。
But I just want to, our time is almost up, but just want to quickly mention something.
这个时间快到了，我只是快快的讲一件事情。
God put Adam to sleep.
神把亚当沉睡了，让亚当沉睡了。
And then he performed the first surgery in the Bible.
他做了第一个手术。
And then opened up his side.
他把他的身上。分开就是打开
and then out of his side formed Eve
用他的肋骨来做了这个夏娃
it should remind us of the story of the cross
让我们也想到这个十字架的故事
on the cross a spear was put into the side of our Lord
在十字架的故事时那个世上，就有一个矛刺到了主的身上。
And out of his side came forth water and blood.
在他的身上出来了血和水。
And so because out of his side the church was born.
因为从他的身上，然后我们就看见我们的这个教会就成立了，就开始了，
就诞生了。So you see, but here Adam was very peaceful.
这里我们看见亚当非常平和。
He was sleeping.
他在那里睡觉。
There was no pain.
没有痛苦。
Because sin had not entered into the world.
因为那个时候呢，这个罪恶还没有降到这个世上。
But on the cross, because sin was in the world.
在这个十字架上，因为这个罪恶在这个世上已经有了。
The same story, but it was painful and great suffering.
同样的故事，但是那个是非常痛苦的，就是有很多的人的有很多的这个忍受痛苦。
But one more point that I wanted to make was, isn't it interesting that God took the rib from the side?
我们有一件事情我觉得很有意思，就是是不是神把这个亚当一根肋骨拿出来是很好呢？
很有趣。
很有趣呢。
Isn't it interesting that God did not take the bone from the foot, from Adam's foot?
为什么神没有从脚亚当的脚上拿一根骨
头？ If he took it from the foot,Then we know the position of the woman, right?
如果神是从亚当的脚上拿一根骨头的话，我们就知道女人的地位就低了啦。
Yeah, under submission of man.
那他就是我们就会解释这个女人就是在人的在男人的脚下啦。
But God also did not take a bone from his head.
神呢也没有从亚当的头上取一根骨头出来。
Because then you would have two heads.
然后呢，他就有两个头了。
And you know, two heads in a marriage is disaster, right?
如果我们知道，在这个婚姻中，如果你有两个头的话，那就麻烦了。
They would fight every day.
他们就会每天在那里斗来斗去。
But God took the rib from this Adam's side.
我们知道神从亚当的身上取了一根肋骨。
Man is the head.
他就是这样说的，就
男人
是头
，but the woman is the heart.
女人是心。
So you see, with this balance between man as the head and woman as the heart,
我们看见这个平衡啊，如果男人是个头，女人是个心的话
，you have the wonderful joy of the family.
你就是在这个家庭中有大大的喜乐。
So you see, that's also true. Remember in Bethany?
这也是。同样是真的，在伯大尼的时候
，Lazarus, Mary, and Martha，
拉撒路和马大
and Mary
和玛丽
，They speak of the church， 他们说到教会，
他们说到教会
，So you see, more women means there's more heart。
我们看见有更多的女人在里面，三个人有两个是女人，有在教会里面女人更多的话，就是有更多的心
，So there is more love。
他们有更多的爱。
You still need the head.
但是你实际上还需要一个头。
You still need the testimony of Lazarus.
你也知道看，也需要这个拉撒路的见证。
You see, Lazarus, there's no mention that Lazarus ever said a word.
这是圣经中从来没有讲到拉撒路讲过一句话。
But people came to see him just because he had been risen from the dead.
人们来看拉撒路就是因为他从死里被复活了。
It's also probably because he never had a chance to speak because Mary and Martha did all the talking.
有可能这个拉撒路从来没有机会说话，因为他的姐妹这个玛丽和马大在那里讲话。
But you see, this is the perfect balance. The man
is the head, 完美的平衡
and the woman is the heart.
男人是头，女人是一个心。
This should give us some principles about the secret of a happy marriage.
这个就给我们一些主要的观点，就是我们快乐的婚姻。
Yeah, so that.Ultimately, God's will can be fulfilled because God is man's head. Christ is the head of man.
最终的话，神的意愿会被实现的，因为神是
男人的头，
基督是男人的头。
And the man is the head of the woman.
男人是女人的头。
But the woman is the heart.
女人是心。
God has established a specific order in His creation of the family.
神在创造家庭的时候也设立了这个特定的次序。
And if you think about it truly, the sisters usually much more thoughtful or sensitive to the needs of the kids.
我们想多一些的话，也会知道这个
女人这个太太呢也会为这个家庭为孩子 为这个家庭想得更多一些更开心。
Could be the head in the family to make the bigger decisions.
男人在这个家庭呢是一个头，他可以做一些大的决定。
But so in general, you can see what God has established in the family.
所以你看，在通常普遍情况下，你看见这个神在家庭中设的秩序。
And with this order,
因为神有这个秩序
，then the will of God can be accomplished.
然后呢，神的意愿就能实现。
That Christ is the head of every man.
耶稣呢是每个男人的头
or meaning the head of every family on this earth
所以就是意思呢就是所有家庭的头耶稣是所有家庭的头
and then as the family is filled with the life and the glory of God
当这个家庭充满了神的生命和荣耀的时候
then the whole earth can be filled with the glory of God
整个地球呢就变成就能够充满神的生命。
So that was God's original purpose.
那个是神起先的愿望。
In creating man.
然后创造了这个人。
In establishing the family.
然后创立了这个家庭。
And this all in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2.
这些都是在创世纪一章和二章。
All before sin even entered into this world.
在这个罪恶还没有进这个地上之前，这个就是神是这样的意愿。
So tomorrow we'll like to look into what happened to the family after sin entered into the world.
明天呢，我们要讲一些这个在这个罪恶进入这个世界以后，这个家庭就产生了怎样的变化。
And what is God's work of recovery?
神对家庭的这个恢复是怎样的一个
？How can the new man help bring back what was lost through sin?
如果我们会讲一个新造的人是怎样把这个家庭从原来的罪恶中带回来。
And then on the third day, we'll like to share more specifically on share specifically on parenthood.
我们第三天呢会讲一些特别的讲一些怎样做一个父母。
And what are the principles that the Bible, God has given us in the Bible about parenthood?
这个圣经里让对我们来是对我们是建立这个家庭有怎样的旨意。
So let us bow with a word of prayer.
让我们低下头来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the wonderful purpose you have for mankind.
主啊，谢谢主，你给我们这个人类有这样美好的意愿。
So Lord, our desire is that we may be found in your will.
我们的意愿就是我们能讨你的喜悦。
Lord, that not just for us individually, but each of our families will fulfill your purpose.
不单是我们每个个人，是我们每个家庭能够完成你的意愿。
That each family would be filled with your own life and filled with your glory.
我们每个家庭都有你的生命，也有你的荣耀。
That our families will be like heaven on earth.
我们的家庭就像在地上，就如同在天上一样。
So Lord, each of our families are healthy.
因为我们每个家庭都是健康的。
Lord, as we come together as the church.
当我们在一起来到这个教会的时候
The church may be healthy as well.
教会也是会健康的。
Lord, may you do your work of recovery.
主啊，你做你更新的工作。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名祷告。阿门。